Welcome back, everybody. And welcome if you're just joining us. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. I am joined this half hour by Mike Van Sumeren. He is the newly announced Democratic candidate for the 33rd State Senate District here in the state of Wisconsin. And we are getting into why he decided to run and a bit of Mike's background. And one of the most fascinating parts of your background is that you were an offensive tackle for the Badgers. Tell us what that experience was like and why team sports helps prepare you for being an elected official.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a dream, right? Look, I did not grow up with sports. My parents, my family was not big into sports, but I was huge as a child, like 6 feet tall in fourth grade. So, like, I was going to play sports. And I had a great coach. I had great coaches all the way coming up. And then I had the opportunity to play for the great Coach Alvarez, Brett Bielma. And, you know, I backed up some amazing guys, Joe Thomas. I was second string. You know, I walked on for the team. Had an amazing experience. I'm still friends with a lot of those guys today. And it team sports helps you realize that everybody is important. Like, as an offensive lineman, I never scored a touchdown. I never threw a pass. I never did anything. But you know what? Every touchdown was because of me, at least in part. I gave the quarterback time to throw. I gave the running back a hold to hit. Like, we are all important. It's the same thing in our society, right? You may be the offensive lineman. You might be the garbage man, the plow truck driver, the bus driver, whatever it might be. You could be the quarterback. You could be the CEO. But you can't get anything done all by yourself. And yes, I'm not trying to put down anybody that has built a business or anything like that. But you have to recognize that everything you're accomplishing is because of everybody around you. And part of your job is finding those right people. And that's a big part of being in government, is figuring out where your role is. Like, as a legislator, if I were to make it into office, I'm not going to make any money. Like, that's not my job. My job is to make sure the rules are in place so that the new business can start up and have a great opportunity to be the next Walmart or the next Costco or whatever it might be, right? The next, GE, whatever that might be. My job is to make sure that there's competition out there, that the rules are enforced fairly, that the playing field is level, that people are treated with respect and they're safe and can know that they're going to come home every night. So they're going to buy stuff because they're going to plan for the future. Like, it's all interconnected. And this idea that one group is more important than the other, I just don't buy. And so that's where I think the team sports really comes in. It also teaches you grit, determination, not giving up, you know, as a walk-on. I'll be honest, when I came into the Badgers, I started playing scout defense because we didn't have enough guys on the defense on the scout team for me to play offensive line, which is what I was recruited to do. So I went over and I played defense for a season, and, you know, I didn't make the field, but I was there as a body. I put a lot of effort in, and then the next year I got my opportunity to play offense, and, you know, blew up my back that spring. So I didn't get a chance to play spring ball, but the following fall, I had the chance to learn and come back. And through determination and grit and great coaching and great teammates, I was able to actually make the travel squad as a walk-on.
That's amazing. That is Mike Van Sumeren, again, candidate in the 33rd State Senate District. I'm chuckling over here on my end of the radio waves, Mike, because I was nearly 6 feet by the time I was 14. And my experience playing women's collegiate rugby on a ragtag group of women, with a ragtag group of women that had never played. We didn't have university funding. We were selling brownies to make our plane fare to the national championship. We used to wear pennies before we could afford jerseys, was exactly what you described. And that is, everyone on the field has a role to play. And I have always felt like that is an exact translation into democracy. Even when you stay at home, you're actually still having a role. It's not an active role. If you don't think politics is messing with you, it is messing with you if you don't want to deal with it. And I was reminded in this incredible Brewers run of something that Christian Yelich said right after he was brought onto the Brewers squad back in 2018. He said this, quote, "To be at our best and to be our most happy, we need each other." And I think those words and your sentiments, Mike, about democracy and the work that we need to do with one another being a team sport and a participatory team sport could not be more accurate than those words are today. Like, one of the things I love to do with folks on the show, and I did it with my last guest, is ask them to share a little bit about themselves that might be a big surprise to folks. Now, you're introducing yourself to people in the 33rd Senate District, so feel free to share anything that might be a wee bit interesting or eyebrow-raising for you as a candidate that you think might be a little fun.
Well, that's a tough one because I'm pretty public, so pretty much everything is known about me. I will say I don't have anything eyebrow raising. I mean, other than, you know, I have two girls, which means I'm heavily involved in girls sports. And I'll tell you, they keep me on my toes. It is absolutely amazing how much energy young kids have.
Yeah.
And it makes me feel older by the second chasing them around and watching them play because they do not tire out.
Oh, I got a 2.5-year-old puppy, not a growing child, but I can say this, she exhausts me as well. We got girl dad Mike Van Someren with us. Are your daughters tall as well, sir?
So far, yes. They're 7 and 9, so we'll see where they end up. But yeah, they're growing. They're great. Cute as hell, and they absolutely are the light of my life.
I really appreciate your time, Mike. As your campaign continues, I'd love to have you back. We'll talk more about building an economy that works for everybody and respecting hard work and making sure that the playing field is fair, both on the gridiron and in real life. Again, folks, that's Mike Van Someren, candidate in the state Senate 33rd District. He just announced today. We come back on the other side. We're going to rejoin that debate we started at the top of the show about whether or not Democrats should engage in hyperpartisan gerrymandering if Texas proceeds on its course. Don't go anywhere.